few of the academic decathletes and debate students at Aubrey High School in Denton have a personal connection to the DREAM Act. Aubrey is a new campus surrounded by ranches and farms. 4 out of 5 students there are white. When it comes to paying for college, senior Rebecca Trissel worries that there may not be enough money to go around.
We've been working hard and we've done it the legal way. And so the people who are here illegally, no, they don't deserve to be turned away just because they're illegal, but they shouldn't be able to walk in and get the same benefits that the rest of us do.
Sitting next to her is Monica Diaz, a junior. She argues that money concerns are trumped by the power of an education to lift families and the entire economy. Who cares where a student was born?
You can take away their house, their money, their family, everything, but education you can't take away from someone. And I think to deny those people an education is preposterous.
The students at Polytechnic High School in Fort Worth who watched the same portion of the governor's debate sat silently. Attorney General Greg Abbott thinks the law is flawed and wants to reform it. State Senator Wendy Davis supports it. In a century-old school where more than 70% of the students are Latino, the DREAM Act is not theoretical.
So I've been here like practically most of my life.
Viridiana Gonzalez is a sophomore now.
Since I've like been here since I was like 2, I came when I was 2. And I honestly see progress in me. And then I see myself in the future like here. Like I want my future here, go to college here.
She dreams of studying sports medicine or zoology after graduation. She loves being on the sidelines during Polytechnic football and soccer games, helping players who get dehydrated or injured. Even with the Texas DREAM Act, she says she faces some limitations.
Because, like, the people that were, like, actually born here, they get, like, Medicaid, CHIP, and health care services. And then those people from the DREAM Act, they don't even get that. They barely only get permission to get a job and to be here to school. That's pretty much it.
While the Texas DREAM Act is mostly a college tuition benefit, many students at Polytechnic aren't going to college. Only 16% of graduating seniors have test scores in English and math that qualify as college ready. Sophomore George Almendarez is already making plans to join the U.S. military when he graduates and hopes the DREAM Act will help him down the road.
Right now, does not like, kind of help because we don't got no jobs. But like when we get bigger, it's going to help us.
George is staying out of trouble and trying to get good grades, part of the qualifications to be a dreamer. He's not hoping to take resources from others, just defend the country and contribute to the economy in his new home. Of course, state taxpayers have already invested in educating him and many other immigrant students in school districts as different as Fort Worth and Aubrey. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.